Sonia Nwori said she has experienced a struggle trying to get her son's passport through Service Canada. On a second trip to the office at the border of Newmarket and East Gwillimbury March 23, Nwori said she has been stuck, along with many others, waiting outside in the cold weather. Sometimes, it takes over an hour, in this kind of weather, Nwori said, as she stood in freezing rain. I know it's COVID, and they're trying to be safe, but there's no one to complain to. They should lift all the restrictions, as well. There shouldn't be any lineup, the lineup should be inside. Although Ontario has lifted most capacity limits and other COVID-19 health measures, not all government services are opening or ending restrictions right away. Although some local municipal offices are open for in-person services, others are taking more time. Service Canada's local office is keeping capacity limits, with attendees asked to wait outside the building. The website still urges you not to visit Service Canada centres unless absolutely necessary, noting other service options online or by phone. Service Canada Media Relations said the centres are federally regulated and following federal public health guidelines. They said the outside queues often reflect the limitations of physical distancing in serving clients. Some delays are experienced due to the health and safety measures in place and an increase in requests for passports, a spokesperson said. These safety protocols include following public health advice on occupancy limits. As such, offices are limited in the number of staff who can work in close proximity, and as a result, this has reduced the number of open counters available to serve clients. The town of Newmarket began offering more in-person customer service last fall, and its municipal office is now open to the public for regular office hours Monday to Friday. However, most of the regional municipality of York's in-person services remain closed to the public except for waste depots, with customers required to use online services or telephone calls. Director of Corporate Communications Patrick Casey said the region is taking a cautious and gradual approach to resuming services after 2 years focusing on COVID-19 response. He confirmed most buildings are closed to the public, except for appointment-based meetings where necessary. This phased approach to reopening will allow us to assess our policies and protocols and ensure the safety of our residents and employees as we plan for resuming services more widely in the future, Casey said, adding further details would be available in the coming weeks. The differences regarding services offered by municipalities was raised on March 24 at York Regional Council by CUP 905, which represents municipal workers across York Region. President Catherine Gerzeshchak urged councillors to keep up public health measures for everyone for employee safety, noting that some town and city governments have less restrictions in place than at the regional level right now. She asked for the return of mandatory screening, masking and physical distancing, plus free mask access. I ask that you use your powers as council to keep all residents safe, Gerzeshchak said. Markham Mayor Frank Scarpitti said he wanted to maintain health measures at the city's community centres, though backed off for fear of confusion due to regional inconsistency. I just want to make sure we are consistent, he said. We have both non-union and union employees that I think they would want the same level of protection. I'm not sure that's there. As far as accessing federal government services, Nwori said it should be easier, and she has struggled to get a reply via phone. I shouldn't be feeling anxious and stressed out, she said. On top of everything else that's going on around the world.